Good morning, everyone. Thanks for tuning into today's Bible reading. It's March the 17th today. It's Paddy here. Our readings will come from Numbers chapter 26. And a heads up, there are lots of names in this reading. It goes through the descendants, the clans. This is back in the Old Testament, of course. So there are a lot of Hebrew names that I struggle to pronounce. So if you'd like to hear the proper pronunciations, I'll attach a playlist below in the description of the video if you're listening to this podcast on YouTube. So if you're interested in hearing the proper pronunciation of these names, these beautiful names, do give the playlist a listen. So Numbers chapter 26, we'll also read from Luke chapter 2. We started the book of Luke a couple days ago. We'll also start the 60th Psalm today, and we'll continue in Proverbs chapter 11. So before we open our Bibles, let's pray. God, please bless your word to me and to those who are following along, in Jesus' name, amen. Before we get into the Old Testament reading, let's start in Luke chapter 2, verse 36 says, Anna, a prophet, was also there in the temple. She was the daughter of Phanuel from the tribe of Asher, and she was very old. Her husband died when they had been married only 7 years. Then she lived as a widow to the age of 84. She never left the temple, but stayed there day and night, worshipping God with fasting and prayer. She came along just as Simeon was talking with Mary and Joseph, and she began praising God. She talked about the child to everyone who had been waiting expectantly for God to rescue Jerusalem. When Jesus' parents had fulfilled all the requirements of the law of the Lord, then they returned home to Nazareth in Galilee. There the child grew up healthy and strong. He was filled with wisdom, and God's favor was on him. Every year, Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem for the Passover festival. When Jesus was 12 years old, they attended the festival as usual. After the celebration was over, they started home to Nazareth, but Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem. His parents didn't miss him at first, because they assumed he was among the other travelers. But when he didn't show up that evening, they started looking for him among their relatives and friends. When they couldn't find him, they went back to Jerusalem to search for him there. 3 days later, they finally discovered him in the temple, sitting among the religious teachers, listening to them and asking questions. All who heard him were amazed at his understanding and his answers. His parents didn't know what to think. "Son," his mother said to him, "why have you done this to us? Your father and I have been frantic, searching for you everywhere." "But why did you need to search?" he asked. "Didn't you know that I must be in my father's house?" But they didn't understand what he meant. Then he returned to Nazareth with them and was obedient to them. And his mother stored all these things in her heart. Jesus grew in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and all the people. All right, let's go back into the Old Testament, beginning in Numbers chapter 26, verse 1. After the plague had ended, the Lord said to Moses and to Eleazar, son of Aaron the priest, "From the whole community of Israel, record the names of all the warriors by their families. List all the men 20 years or older who are able to go to war." So there on the plains of Moab, beside the Jordan River, across from Jericho, Moses and Eleazar the priest issued these instructions to the leaders of Israel. "List all the men of Israel, 20 years or older, just as the Lord commanded Moses. This is the record of all the descendants of Israel who came out of Egypt." All right, here begins the names. Verse 5. These were the clans descended from the sons of Reuben, Jacob's oldest son. The Hanonchite clan, named after their ancestor Hanok. The Paluite clan, named after their ancestor Palu. The Hezronite clan, named after their ancestor Hezron. The Carmite clan, named after their ancestor Carmi. These were the clans of Reuben. Their registered troops numbered 43,730. Palu was the ancestor of Eliab, and Eliab was the father of Namuel, Dathan, and Abiram. This Dathan and Abiram are the same community leaders who conspired with Korah against Moses and Aaron, rebelling against the Lord. But the earth opened up its mouth and swallowed them with Korah, and fire devoured 250 of their followers. This served as a warning to the entire nation of Israel. However, the sons of Korah did not die that day. These were the clans descended from the sons of Simeon. The Jemuelite clan, named after their ancestor Jemuel. The Jamonite clan, named after their ancestor Jamin, the Jaconite clan, named after their ancestor Jakin, the Zohorite clan, named after their ancestor Zohar, the Shaulite clan, named after their ancestor Shaul. These were the clans of Simeon. Their registered troops numbered 22,200. These were the clans descended from the sons of Gad. The Zephonite clan, named after their ancestor Zephon, the Haggite clan, named after their ancestor Haggai, the Shunite clan, named after their ancestor Shuni, the Oznite clan, named after their ancestor Ozni, the Erite clan, named after their ancestor Eri, the Aradite clan, named after their ancestor Aradai, the Aralite clan, named after their ancestor Arali. These were the clans of Gad. Their registered troops numbered 40,500. Judah had two sons, Ur and Onan, who had died in the land of Canaan. These were the clans descended from Judah's surviving sons. The Shelonite clan, named after their ancestor Shelah, the Perizzite clan, named after their ancestor Perez, the Zerahite clan, named after their ancestor Zerah. These were the sub-clans descended from the Perizzites, the Hezronites, named after their ancestor Hezron, the Hamulites, named after their ancestor Hamul. These were the clans of Judah. Their registered troops numbered 76,500. These were the clans descended from the sons of Issachar, the Tolite clan, named after their ancestor Tola, the Puite clan, named after their ancestor Pua, the Jashubite clan, named after their ancestor Jashub, the Shimronite clan, named after their ancestor Shimron. These were the clans of Issachar. Their registered troops numbered 64,300. These were the clans descended from the sons of Zebulun, the Seredite clan, named after their ancestor Sered, the Elonite clan, named after their ancestor Elon, the Jalilite clan, named after their ancestor Jalil. These were the clans of Zebulun. Their registered troops numbered 60,500. Two clans were descended from Joseph through Manasseh and Ephraim. These were the clans descended from Manasseh, the Machirite clan, named after their ancestor Machir, the Gileadite clan, named after their ancestor Gilead, Machir's son. These were the sub-clans descended from the Gileadites, the Eazerites, named after their ancestor Eazer, the Halakites, named after their ancestor Halak, the Azraelites, named after their ancestor Azrael, the Shechemites, named after their ancestor Shechem, the Shemedites, named after their ancestor Shemeda, the Hepherites, named after their ancestor Hepher. One of Hepher's descendants, Zelophehad, had no sons, but his daughters' names were Malah, Noah, Hoglah, Milcah, and Tirzah. These were the clans of Manasseh. Their registered troops numbered 52,700. These were the clans descended from the sons of Ephraim, the Shuthelahite clan, named after their ancestor Shuthelah, the Bechorite clan, named after their ancestor Bechir, the Tahanite clan, named after their ancestor Tahan. This was the subclan descended from the Shuthelites, the Aaronites, named after their ancestor Aaron. These were the clans of Ephraim. Their registered troops numbered 32,500. These clans of Manasseh and Ephraim were all descendants of Joseph. These were the clans descended from the sons of Benjamin, the Belite clan, named after their ancestor Belah, the Ashbelite clan, named after their ancestor Ashbel, the Ahiramite clan, named after their ancestor Ahiram, the Shufamite clan, named after their ancestor Shufam, the Hufamite clan, named after their ancestor Hufam. These were the subclans descended from the Belites, the Ardites, named after their ancestor Ard, the Naamites, named after their ancestor Naaman. These were the clans of Benjamin. Their registered troops numbered 45,600. These were the clans descended from the sons of Dan, the Shuhamite clan, named after their ancestor Shuham. These were the Shuhamite clans of Dan. Their registered troops numbered 64,400. These were the clans descended from the sons of Ashur, the Imnite clan, named after their ancestor Imnah, the Ishvite clan, named after their ancestor Ishvi, the Berite clan, named after their ancestor Beria. These were the subclans descended from the Berites, the Heberites, named after their ancestor Heber, the Malkielites, named after their ancestor Malkiel. Ashur also had a daughter named Serah. These were the clans of Ashur. Their registered troops numbered 53,400. These were the clans descended from the sons of Naphtali, the Jazilite clan, named after their ancestor Jaziel, the Gunite clan, named after their ancestor Guni, the Jezerite clan, named after their ancestor Jezir, the Shilamite clan, named after their ancestor Shilim. These were the clans of Naphtali. Their registered troops numbered 45,400. In summary, the registered troops of all Israel numbered 601,730. All right, these the readings with the descendants and the ancestry and the clans and the names, the Hebrew names, they're never ever easy to read. Sometimes it seems tedious and sometimes we become impatient when we read these. But let's hang in there, let's persevere, and let's continue to read the Word of God from beginning to end, from Genesis to Revelation, the first book to the last book, the first page to the last page. Let's not give up. There is a reason why God puts every single passage of Scripture in the Bible. So let's persevere. Our next reading is Psalm chapter 60. We finished 59 yesterday, so we'll begin chapter 60 today. This psalm is for the choir director. It is a psalm of David, useful for teaching, regarding the time David fought Aram Naharaim and Aram Zobah, and Joab returned and killed 12,000 Edomites in the Valley of Salt, to be sung to the tune Lily of the Testimony. You have rejected us, O God, and broken our defences. You have been angry with us. Now restore us to your favour. You have shaken our land and split it open. Seal the cracks, for the land trembles. You have been very hard on us, making us drink wine that sent us reeling. But you have raised a banner for those who fear you, a rallying point in the face of attack. Now rescue your beloved people. Answer and save us by your power. God has promised this by his holiness. I'll divide up Sichem with joy. I'll measure out the valley of Sukkoth. Gilead is mine, and Manasseh too. Ephraim, my helmet, will produce my warriors, and Judah, my scepter, will produce my kings. But Moab, my washbasin, will become my servant, and I will wipe my feet on Edom and shout in triumph over Philistia. Who will bring me into the fortified city? Who will bring me victory over Edom? Have you rejected us, O God? Will you no longer march with our enemies? Oh, please help us against our enemies, for all human help is useless. With God's help, we will do mighty things, for he will trample down our foes. All right, our next reading, our last reading, is only one verse, Proverbs chapter 11, verse 15. However, it's a wise saying, so listen carefully. There's danger in putting up security for a stranger's debt. It's safer not to guarantee another person's debt. There's danger in putting up security for a stranger's debt. It's safer not to guarantee another person's debt. Well, there's some financial advice found in the Bible. That's our readings for today. Have a great day if you're listening to this in the morning, or a peaceful night's sleep if you're listening to this in the evening. Tune in tomorrow, March the 18th, as we continue in our third month of our one-year Bible reading plan. Tune in tomorrow, and as usual, we pray. Come soon, Lord Jesus. Amen.